Good morning, everybody. Can I ask you to come and take your seats or whatever you sit on? Seats. Sit. Come on and grab a chair. There's plenty on this side. This side doesn't seem very very popular today. I don't know why. Go on, John. Get in the back. Come on and sit down now. I just need to ask you, we've got a couple of practical things before we get going in our service. First of all, did everybody get a piece of Lego on the way in? Put your hand up if you did. Now if you don't have a piece of Lego, you will need to get a piece of Lego from the welcome team. I think Claire's handing them out at the back still. So go and see her for us if you do need to have it, because we'll need it as part of the service today. Also, just to let you know, there's some space at the back for sunbeams. Should they lose the will to live of having to listen or see anything that's happened today. There's also some colouring and a few other bits for the children if they get bored, but hopefully they won't, because we're going to be doing lots of fun stuff today. So, first of all, is Jeff here? He's not here. Okay, I'm going to pray to open, and then I'm going to introduce what we're going to be doing today. So, Father God, thank you for today. Thank you for the use of this school once again. Thank you that we come here to worship and to praise you. Thank you that we have come here together and that pleases you. I thank you, Father, for our relationships. I thank you, Father, that you're in amongst us today. I pray that everything that happens today, whether it goes badly or whether it goes well or whatever might happen, it brings glory to you. And I pray, Father, we come to know you a little bit more through all the things that are done today. Amen. Amen. So good morning, you beautiful people. I've been thinking about you a lot the past week or two. So much so, I thought I'd give you a slide. And today we're going to talk about what it means to be church together. Now, I'm talking about all of us. I'm talking about old and young. I'm talking about everybody in between. We're going to explore some stuff about how brilliant it is as we come together. I'm going to talk about how brilliant it is that God is involved in our lives individually as well. And we're going to talk about what it is to be church together and what God thinks about that. We're going to look a little bit at why we do what we do as well. Why we worship, why we pray, why we are unique, and what it is to be church together. We're going to try a couple of new things as well, which at the moment are relatively terrifying for me. But we're going to do it anyway. Now, you've all said, has everyone got a brick now? Because you're going to need that. Okay, so I don't want you walking around all the way through. If you can't, then go and see Claire. If you don't have it, go and see Claire again. Now, the next part we're going to do is we're going to worship together. But before we do that, Scott's going to tell us a couple of reasons why we do that.
Morning. All right. I kind of am, not really. Let's stand up, because we're gonna be singing in a minute. And if I talk to you while you're stood up, it means I won't go on for very long, which is always a good thing. I think we know, don't we, that there's something special that happens when we come together and we worship together as a group of people. You know, Jesus himself said, didn't he, in Matthew 18:20, you know, where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of them. And so we know that when we come together, it's more than just a group of mates hanging out. It's because God is here in the midst of us. We believe that God is here and he's ready and willing and wants to minister to us this morning. And I find, and I think hopefully you'll agree, that one of the best ways in which God often ministers to us and speaks to us is when we are lifting up our voices in praise and adoration to him. There's something weird that happens, that when we worship God, he uses that as an opportunity to start connecting with us and start speaking to us. But I'm sure we all know, don't we, that often there are barriers that get in the way. There's things that prevent us from connecting with God, from worshiping God in that way. And I think a lot of those are unseen, aren't they? Sort of spiritual ones, you know. A load of you, you know, sometimes we come to church and we're stressed off our heads because just getting there, with our kids and getting a wife and stuff. It's just been a nightmare in itself. Interestingly, I know there's a lot of women that are away this weekend, aren't they, in Centre Parks. And I must say, I noticed that all the blokes arrived early with their kids. Now, whether that was just to prove a point or whether that is actually saying something about who the late person is, I'm not sure. But that was really impressive to see all these blokes on their own with their kids turning up early. Well done. But sometimes that can be a real stress. Sometimes it's stuff that we're going through at work or at home, just... And it's really hard to get into the right frame of mind. So there's lots of unseen spiritual barriers that can get in the way of us connecting with God. But sometimes as well, there's loads of what I call physical barriers. And that might be, you know, the layout of the chairs. Or it might be the fact that we're in a school hall and not in a really nice church building. It might be the fact that the worship group are up there normally and not down here. And you know what, I've been thinking recently, and I think that the reason that we've moved down here for the last few times when I've been leading worship is because I think there is something that is perceived or said about when the worship team are up there. It creates a bit of a them and us sort of thing. It almost acts like we're up here, we're the worship team up on the stage, and you're the congregation, and you can join in if you like. You can sing along to us worshipping, but we're the worshippers up here. And actually, that's absolutely not what this is about. We are all part of the worship team. Some of us have got instruments in our hands, some of us have got microphones, but we are all part of the worship team here this morning. And so my hope, and I've certainly noticed it the last few times, is when we come down here, there's more of a connection. There's more of a connection, like we're in this together. We are all worshipping God together. We're not just watching the band up there. So that's all I've got to say. I mean, the good news is, I was talking about those barriers. The good news is that God can break through and overcome all of those barriers if we allow him to, whether physical or spiritual. God's big enough and powerful enough to overcome and work through those barriers. Okay, so we're going to start this morning by singing a song. And I find that when we come together in worship, regardless of what mood I'm in, a really good way and helpful way of helping me to engage in worship is to think about and sing about who God is and what he's done. And so our first song this morning is an old song. We're going to be singing How Great Thou Art. So we're all stood up, so I won't tell you. Let's stand and sing, but hopefully the words come up. That's good.
Okay, take a seat, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, worship team. Okay, so our next part that we're going to talk about is prayer. But just before we get into it, has anyone got a collection bag? You've got the one collection bag. Yeah, thank you. There's another one at the back. Perfect. Okay. What we're going to do is, as I talk, we're just going to send these round, okay? Now, if you don't come to church regularly, please don't break out in a sweat or anything. Just don't worry. Just let it go past. If you want to put in, you can, but we're not after your money. It doesn't matter. Just let it go past if you don't want to. Now, why do we pray? Particularly, why do we pray together? Well, this is a really interesting one. Because if God knows what we need and what we want together, why do we bother to ask him? Well, let me ask you another question, though. What if we were talking about your best friend? What if your best friend stopped talking to you? Would you know what they need? Well, yes, you would, because they're your friend. Would it hurt you not to hear their voice? Well, yes, it would, because they're your friend. Would it be weird not to speak to them? Well, yeah, it would, because they're your friend. Because we understand, don't we, that communication, talking, is what life is really about. It's about relationships. Prayer is about relationship. Prayer is about getting to know God, and understanding who he is for us and what he wants for our lives. Prayer is hard to understand, though. But kids particularly, has anyone noticed, right? I want you to put up your hand. Have you ever noticed that when you hear adults pray, they start talking weird? Put up your hand. You know what I'm talking about? It's like they've got a new language, like another thing. Job straight up. Good. It's like they talk about something else. Thank you very much. I'll pray for that in a second. Now, I found a funny video about this, which I've been sharing with my children all week. And I just wonder, particularly, Noah's jumping up and down. I just wonder particularly whether you can identify some of what's happening inside this video. Any moment now. Would it be helpful if I pray for the collection first, Ojan? And for the video? All right, I'll do that first. Lord Jesus, the gifts that we give back to you are tiny compared to what you give us. You are an incredible God whose resources are absolutely endless. You give us so much. You give us far more than we even need because that is your heart for us. Father, as we have given back just a little bit, I pray for the money that's inside these bags. I pray that they go to further your kingdom, that more people will come to know you because of this money, that more practical things will happen because of this money. We thank you that you don't want anything from us apart from ourselves. But yet we can give of ourselves in this little way as well, and that pleases you. So I pray, Father, for all of us in this room, that we understand what the collection is really about. It's about giving back a little bit, but about praising the God who is absolutely unlimited. Amen. Okay.
Father, I just want to thank you first for all the missionaries. And I want to pray for all the missionaries that you look over them, especially that missionary in Africa. I know they're going through some Africa things there. All the armed services, Lord, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marines, and the Coast Guard, Lord. I don't know what they do, but they guard stuff on our coast. And people in our very own church right here, all the people under the steeple, Lord. And this will probably be my last time for this one request, but Martha Hanover, Lord, she is not emotionally equipped, and she lacks the social skills, Lord. Please, maybe you don't want to help her. I don't know, but... And then, Lord, all the people.
God is good. God is great. Let us thank him for our plate of barbecue ribs.
Father God, I pray that you, Father God, be honored, Father God. And Father God, I just thank you for being Father God, because you are our Father God. I love you, Father God. We love you, Father God.
You want me to pray? Like right now? Every head bowed and every eye closed, please. Thank you. Dear precious Father Heaven, Lord, thank you for everything. Lord, please remember the Titans, just plethora of bountiful, beautiful things daily, every day. Bless these tithes and offerings for all of us to share. They may be submitted to all four corners of your nations, to Constantinople or Istanbul or wherever. Bless these tithes and offerings. I think I said that. In your heavenly Father's name, amen.
Okay. We've been laughing at that one all week. But like the video said, we actually just have to be ourselves, don't we? The thing is about prayer is about concentrating on who we're talking to. Because when we all pray together, God hears all our voices, but he also hears one voice, which is our voice altogether. This one voice is what all of his family here are saying. See, God sees our hearts by ourselves, but he also hears the words of our hearts together. And when we pray together, special things happen. Now, this can be really hard, can't it? Because sometimes our minds go blank when we close our eyes. But I was reading about a man who came up with a really helpful way of dealing with this. And maybe this man could help us out as well. It's a really old idea. Because he came up with this idea about 1600, 1700 years ago. And he called it Lectio Divina. Who can say Lectio Divina? I think that's how you say it. But he found it easier than just closing his eyes and letting his mind go blank. He found it easier to read a portion of the Bible and then sit and reflect on what that meant for himself. Because as he read the words, he let his head fill up with images and things that he was thinking of as he read through. So I was thinking maybe this would be a really good thing to try and do together. See, the bit of the Bible we're going to read is from Psalm 139. And we're going to read it all out loud together. It's going to come up on the thing, hopefully. Now, as you read through it, I want you to think of it as a prayer, okay? But particularly, I want you to think of one word that comes in your mind as you read through this scripture. Because I believe that kernel, that one word, is what you would say in your prayer. Maybe you can't form it into a sentence. You just know that there is something that's caught you, which is marvelous about this psalm. Now, this is where it gets a little bit out here. Who has their phone here with them today? Most people. Kids, you can admit to it too. If you are sat next to someone and they have a phone and you don't have a phone, and they have enough credit, you're going to be able to use it on their phone. Okay? It's good to be together. Now, what I want you to do is after we've finished reading Lectio Divina, or the psalm, I want you to take that one word, and I'm going to give you my phone number. And we are going to collate all of those words together, and it's definitely going to work. And no rude words, by the way. What we're going to do is we're going to collate all of those, and I'm going to try and show them to you in a way at the end, which will show all of the words that we had together. Now, if you have a word which also has occurred to somebody else, that word will be bigger inside of our display. Does that make sense? Okay. So is everyone clear? One word, as you read this through, this will be your prayer, and then I'll give you my phone number and you can text me. Okay? Okay. So, let's just be quiet, because this is the word of the living God. Let's read this through together. Oh, yes.
You shaped me first, inside and out.
You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, my God,
your breathtaking, your soul. I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit. How I was sculpted from nothing to something. Like an open book, you watch me grow from conception to birth. All of the stages of my life spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I even knew one day.
Okay. Just sit with those words for a second. And when you're ready, or if you want to, there's my phone number. It's a bit of an experiment. If you'd like to also add your word, but you don't have your phone or you're not near a phone, at the end, or at some point, if you like, just go and let Ojan know and he can add it into what we're going to be doing. Make sure you type the number in right, because otherwise someone's going to get a word from the Lord, but they won't know who you are. That could be a good thing, I suppose. I don't know. Okay. Has everyone managed to do that? Who would like to? More or less? Okay. Okay. The next part we're going to talk about is togetherness. But I was given a piece of information this... he hasn't got signal. I was given a piece of information this morning which is very exciting. Someone is 85 today. Oh, is it today, Philip?
Yes.
Yeah, it is today. And if there's anything together, anything which is togetherness, it's happy birthday, isn't it? So let's sing together. Is that okay, Philip? Get on with it. Okay. Ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Philip. Happy birthday to you.
Way! Look at that. Can we, do you want to do the bumps? One for luck. Yes, true. I'm not sure if I can. Okay, now we're going to talk about togetherness. So, I've got a challenge for you. Get your piece of Lego out. Now, I have here the bedrock of a church, or a piece of Lego. And just while I talk about the next part, what I want you to do is together, I want you to build a church. And as you take your piece, I want you to add it to the piece that the person before has. So by the time I finish talking, hopefully we will have a church that we've all added our own brick to. Does that make sense? Okay, I'm going to pass it over here. Oh, no, that's wrong. Yeah. Now, I want to talk to you about what it means to be church together, okay? And church is actually something which is really easy to take for granted. Keep going. That's it. Push it along. Because we turn up every week and we enjoy each other's company. But do we know that there are so many countries in the world who cannot do this every week? Some people are so worried that they're going to get hurt that they have to meet inside people's homes or even meet in secret because what they're doing is illegal. But God wants us to be together. He talks about it in the Bible as well. Notice this. It says, where two or three. Ojan, slide. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I will also be there. That's in Matthew 18:20. Well, there's certainly more than two or three of us in this room, isn't there? Like I said, God is a relationship God, and we are a relational people. It does us good to be together. It does us good to support each other. It does us good to be honest with each other. It does us good to learn from one another. Now, as we were preparing for this service, we realized that sometimes we don't always understand why we do some of the things that we do. So we thought it would be a good idea to maybe have some questions from kids on maybe some of the reasons why we do the things that we do together. So here's some of our kids. Now, we may have an Australian version of this, because the videos up until the point where I left were upside down. But here is the first person. and it's Jemima.
Why do we only have communion when the children are at their groups?
Mike is going to come and answer that for us. Did everyone hear that?
First of all, thank you, Jemima, for asking the question. Do I have to stand on my head to answer it? This is the problem. Basically, the question was why we have communion after the children go out. Well, in a sense, we have in the past had family communions before the children have gone out, but not recently, so I apologise for that. And there's been some conversation in energy groups that maybe once a quarter we have a family communion before the children go out. We're also mindful of the fact that with everything else we pack in on a Sunday morning, that you would probably never get out to your classes sometime. But we will look at it and hopefully regularly have an opportunity for everybody, including the boys and girls, to share the bread and the wine, the body and the blood of Christ with communion with us. So we'll do our best to address that one.
Thank you. Okay, Jess is our second one.
Why do we go to energy groups and not stay in church?
Chris.
So, the reason all of you smaller people go out to Energy Church is really quite simple. We want all of you to find out about God, about what he's done in all of our lives, about what he's done in creation in the past and what he's going to do in the future. And we do that in the main service, and you do it in your groups, but we do it very differently in the main service. It's a little bit more listening and sitting and being quiet, and it's sometimes not quite as interesting as what you do in the energy groups. Sometimes some of us even fall asleep if we're not paying attention really carefully. You go out to energy groups, not naming any names, obviously. You go out to energy groups because then it's really just aimed at your level. There's no big, long words that you're not going to get, and there's other stuff to keep you entertained as well, stuff so that you can find out about God in an interactive and interesting way that we really couldn't do with 300 people in a hall. Okay? Yeah? I'll do.
It's the right answer. And lastly, Jonah.
Why do people raise their hands when they worship?
Karen's going to answer that first.
Why do people raise their hands when they worship?
I like the way I get the controversial one. It does say in the Bible that in Psalm 63, verse 4, it says, I will praise you all of my life, I will lift up my hands to honour your name. And people who raise their hands feel that that is one way that they are honouring God. They're reaching out to him. But when I was thinking about this, I was given a picture. And it's interesting that I've already seen Mr. Parr with his small son. And he had his small son on his back. And if you look at children, they will raise their hands to their dad because they want to get close, because they want to show them that they love them, because they want to be intimate. And I really feel that that's one of the things that we do, that when we raise our hands in worship, because we're saying to Father God, we really love you, we honour your name, we want to be close to you, and we want to receive from you at this moment all that you have for us.
Fantastic. Thank you, Karen. Now, how's the Lego going? Are we only there? Oh, come on. We must be quicker. We've got a whole church to get around. Add your piece in. Now, we are all different kinds of shapes and sizes, aren't we? Yes. And sometimes we feel like we don't understand how we fit inside our church. But on the way in, you were given those Lego bricks. Did anyone notice that theirs was different to the next person? Everyone's a bit of a different shape, aren't they? Some are different colours, some are different heights, some are different widths. That's a more controversial one. But all of them are slightly different. But when we add them all in together, that is when we realise that God is inside that shape, that really weird shape. See, we're all needed to build our church. And how it looks. And what I love about it is that God can also add other bricks in at the same time. He can bring new people into what we have together. And we can worship him with each other. And that's great. Sometimes you might feel like you don't have a place in this world. But remember, you do when you're here, when you're part of what God is doing in this place. He uses you to build his church. We're in this life together. Or actually, maybe Lighthouse can put it a bit better than me.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dan. I am your roving reporter this morning. I just want to come to you live from this studio, as you can see around. The subject of our program this morning is us as a church. And we've been already investigating what the uniqueness and the togetherness that we can coexist with. In our interview pod today, we have four personalities who will be willing to share their opinion on that topic. Good morning and welcome to our program.
Good morning. Pleased to meet you.
Thank you for joining us. If I could just start by asking, what made all of you choose now to be together in the first place?
Daft or something?
I don't know. I thought this was an intellectual program.
Yeah, me too. I mean, haven't you got eyes? Who's going to tell him then?
Excuse me. Sorry. What's the problem?
No, it's no problem. It's just, that's a bit of a pea-brained question, isn't it?
Boy, watch it. That's offensive to us.
Oh, yeah. I suppose it is, isn't it? Yeah, I haven't really thought of that, but well, you know what I mean, don't you?
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Well, actually, we didn't choose to be together. If you take a look, you'll see that we're all rooted in the same pod. See?
So you are, right. Okay, so perhaps I better move on to the next question then, had I? Yeah.
Please do.
Which is, now you are, I mean, all together, do you find you're like, let me think, like, maybe like peas in a pod?
What's he on about now? We are peas in a pod.
Okay, let me explain that perhaps a bit differently. I mean, do you sort of think the same things, you know, do the same things, think in different ways, same ways, you know, so on.
No.
Could I have a little bit more than that, perhaps? Maybe you could just sort of tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh, right, I see. Well, I like to see myself as a bit of a garden pea, you know. I like things to be fresh and joyful and jolly and fun and, yeah.
Happy clappy?
Yeah, happy clappy. Why not?
Doesn't really appeal to me.
Okay, right. And what about you then? Yeah, you.
I'm more of a frozen petit pois. I found what suits me and I like to hold on to it, preserve it.
Bit more like a dried pea then.
No, dried sounds like dead. Dried things always need reconstituting, resuscitating. No. What I hold on to is as good now as it was at the start.
If you like old.
I'm a roasted chilli peanut.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Surely that's a different sort of...
I like to think outside of a pod.
Okay. So, what does that actually look like?
Well, I like things that are a bit different. Turn the heat up a bit. A bit spicy. Something with a bit of spirit in it.
Sounds more like a canned pea to me.
Right, okay. You don't seem to be agreeing on anything, do you? What the other ones have said. How do you see yourself then? Maybe you see yourself more as perhaps a split pea.
Sugar snap. Yeah, without any sugar and plenty of snap.
You'll be a black-eyed pea in a minute if you're not careful.
Oh, don't be so grumpy.
No, I'm more of a pulse. I like listening and waiting, not jumping in too quickly, not peeking too soon.
I see. Actually, I haven't got a clue what they're going. It's more of a pea super to me, this is, isn't it? I mean, how does this work? You're all sort of... You're all rooted in the same pod, but you all seem to like different things, you know? Nothing's the same, is it? You know, what actually do you all bring to the table?
Food!
Okay, right. Well, thank you very much anyway for all of you for being here. It's been lovely having you. I'd like to just say, you know, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
And may the peace of God be with you all. Didn't write it.
Thank you. You are unique. In fact, I want to give you some facts about how unique you are. Do you know the human body is incredible? Do you know that an adult human being is made up? Well, I'll show you. This is how many atoms that you're made up of. So that is 7 with 27 zeros, or 7 octillion atoms, or 7 quadrillion atoms, or any other made-up words that you can think of. That is an enormous amount of stuff to be thrown together by mistake, is it not? How about this? When you're awake, the human brain produces enough electricity to power a small light bulb. Mine not so much, like a halogen thing. But most people are like that. How about this? The human eye can distinguish about 10 million different colours. 10 million. It's incredible. Every day, your heart creates enough energy to drive a truck for 20 miles. 20 miles. And if uncoiled, your DNA, which is the cells in your body, like the very makeup of who you are, if you uncoiled all of it that was in your body, it would stretch for 10 billion miles. It would go from here to Pluto at the end of our solar system and back again. That's just in you, even in Jean-Phi. Less of him. But still, it would go that far. See, your DNA is completely unique to you. It's the very building blocks of who you are. And it's not found in quite the same way in anything else. If I tried to use your DNA in my body, it wouldn't work at all. It's exclusive to you. It's your own unique fingerprint. You are a wonderful and unique being. But God puts it a bit better than I do. He says this in the psalm that we read earlier on. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made bit by bit. How I was sculpted from nothing into something. From nothing into something. You see, you're no mistake. God is in you. He has a plan for you as an individual, and he has a plan for you amongst us. Each of you bring something unique to our church. Each of us has different gifts. Put your hand up, for instance, if you're practical. Not you, Mike. No. Hands up if you can sing. Hands up who can't sing but like singing. Good. Hands up if you're a good friend to someone. Good for you. Good for you. Hands up if you're a good helper. Hands up if you can encourage people and you're really good at it. Everyone went, oh, no. I don't want to, no. not for me. See, I could ask questions like this all day, couldn't I? And there would be hundreds of unique answers, different things that are happening amongst us all unique to what you can do. You see, there is no church quite like ours. Each of us has a unique fingerprint, don't we? No one has one quite like it. And when we put all of our fingerprints together, all of our gifts together, we find something completely unique, never before seen, and it will never be seen again. Nobody will ever have a church quite like this one. Doesn't that make you feel special? Because you are. Now, we're going to sing again in a minute. But as we do, I want to invite you up to do something. Because just like I said, we've got gifts. But we've also got our own unique fingerprint. And I thought it would be a really cool thing to do. Would be to take this body that we have drawn here. And we're going to come and we're going to use some ink. And we're going to put our own fingerprint on it. Because this is the body of Christ. And when we finish this image, and I would encourage you, as many people, I would invite all of you up. Just do it practically, getting a nice cue, English. But that image, when it's finished, there will never be one like it, ever again. And there's never been one like it up to this point. And God calls us to be his body. So, where's the church got to? Oh, okay. Okay, so should we, by the end of our songs, this is taking a bit longer than I hoped. By the end of our songs, we're going to revisit our church, okay? We're going to see what's been built. But in the meantime, please come up. If you don't want to, please engage with the worship as you are. Okay, take your seat, Sack. So, ladies and gentlemen, can I present your church? Here it is. This is each brick added in. Now, I'm not sure if this is a BJP or a Martin Rules job, because it might need work, but this is each of you. This is each of your bricks added in, and this is what God works with. Isn't it a peculiar, wonderful shape? I don't know what to do with that, but God does. I'm going to leave it up here if you want to come and add in. I think some people haven't been able to add their bricks and stuff. Come and add to it as you want. Also, if you get a chance at the end, come and have a look at our unique body. No image will ever be produced like this ever again. We'll get a photo of that at the end as well. In Romans it says this, "So in Christ we... though we many, we form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." God says that we belong to one another. Don't let anything get in the way of that. And make sure you don't take it for granted either, because some people don't have it. Because what we have here is beautiful. Now, is our word salad ready? Yes? I've got no idea what's going to happen. This is our words from the Lectio Divina. Wow. Okay, can anyone see that? So breathtaking came out as a word which came out more often than anything else. Sculpted, creation, awesome. These are the words that occurred more than once. Can anyone see their word? Hasn't been added in yet. Maybe we need to add some more. Okay, well, we might be able to do that over lunch, because that's what I was going to come on to next. Because I hope you realise how important it is that you're here. I hope you've learned a little bit about why it's important that we do things together as well. But I want to thank you, and I want to encourage you, that God designed us this way. He invited us into a life together through Jesus, where we journey together in our lives. And we bring our own uniqueness into each other's lives. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And Jesus wants to be in a relationship with us. Now, just before I wrap up, and Noah's going to pray, Matt's going to come up and share something.
Sorry about that. Hello. How's everyone got on with 40 Acts this week? Yeah, good, good. Okay, I'll come and see you in a minute. Well, on Monday, we had our first EnFest meeting, getting ready for the summer, August the 24th to 30th. Quick plug there. It was really good. We had a good evening, and all I can really tell you at the moment is that the theme is top secret. Okay, that's all I can really tell you. But the next day, somebody dropped by my house, and actually, they brought this with them. I don't know if you'll be able to see that, but it actually says top secret, and this was completely disconnected from our EnFest meeting. And somebody came in and brought these round, and I thought, wow, that's quite impressive. That's almost like God might be just trying to tell me something. You never know. But we've got a special assignment for the young people this week, and while we're having lunch, if you want to come and get one, in a moment you can come and get one, okay? But in this envelope, let me just rip this one open. Top Secret Service Mission Assignment. It says here, your mission is to serve others without being asked and without their knowledge. Select your acts of service from the options contained in this envelope and paste them below. When each mission is completed, you can leave behind a calling card. So here, you've got your letter there, and here you've got the list of good deeds, acts of kindness you can do, and you can choose one of those. And the sneaky bit is you can cut out these calling cards, which are really neat, okay, and you can leave behind a calling card so they know that you've been, but they won't know who did it. That's pretty good, isn't it? Is that cool? Secret mission. Okay, so do you want to go and get one now? You can see the envelopes there. Is that all right, Dave, or do you want me to speed it up? Okay, if you want to go and grab an envelope now, kids, anyone can do it, really. And while people are grabbing those, I'm going to go with the mic quickly as well. Anybody who would like to share something from the 40 Acts today? Something which has been good this week. There's a lot of yes. Who's had a good moment with 40 Acts? Anyone? Oh, it's all gone quiet now. Oh, it's because they're all running to get their envelopes. Okay, Hattie. Who? Where? Oh, over here. Joel, well done, Joel. Save me. I'm starting to sweat. Go on then.
This week, one of the acts was to give something away and to be generous. And I think Joel has given the most important thing he can ever give to the most important person. Do you want to tell me what happened?
Yeah. I gave my heart to Jesus.
Okay. Okay, that's like, can we pray for a minute? Because that's fantastic, isn't it? That's brilliant. Let's give thanks for that news. That's brilliant. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that Joel's made that prayer this week, that he's spoken to you and said that he wants to give everything to you. He wants to follow you. And we pray, Lord, that you'll bless him and bless his family. Amen. Amen. Brilliant. Yeah, no. Okay. Was there one more? I don't think we'll top that one, will we? Should we leave it there? Because that's fantastic. We'll be back next week. If you've missed one, there'll still be some of these around. Okay. Back to you, Dave.
Okay, we're gonna finish up now, but can anyone remember where Jesus did his first miracle? Cana, at a wedding. He did his first miracle at a party. Fantastic. After we finish up in here, go and get a cup of coffee, cup of tea, whatever, out the back. Then we're going to bring in our tables after a little while, and then you'll be invited back in, and we're going to break bread together. We're going to share together. We're going to have food together, just like Jesus did at that wedding. It's a celebration of each other and who God is amongst us. Okay? Say yes, Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Okay, Noah, you going to come and pray? Just to finish up. Thank you, Noah. Can you hold that?
Yeah. Dear God, thank you for everything we learned today in church. And also, Lord, I hope... wrong one. Thank you, Lord, for everything we learned today in church, and we look forward to having a lovely lunch together. Amen.
Okay, thank you for coming out today. Hopefully you've remembered your lunch. If you haven't, I'm sure there will be people who will give you half a sandwich. But in the meantime, we're going to finish up now. Please go and get coffee and tea, and we'll see you in a bit. Thank you.